expressed all the freedoms jazz endowed, but significantly, they didn't smile for their white audiences. The predecessors of the bebop generation had been forced to smile. It became part of the repertoire of the black jazz musician. But the bebop generation's non-smile became the most significant non-smile in American history. White America could handle one dissenting Jack Johnson, but a whole movement of non-smiling, ungrateful blacks, this became a different issue. The frontier mentality so necessary in the embryonic development of young America prevailed into 1950s America. The energy needed to conquer that vastness that is America proved all-consuming, and in turn gave birth to the omnipresent doctrine of free enterprise. This doctrine dealt purely in practicalities. It left no time for thought. Thought prevented doing, and too many things needed doing. Hence, the doctrine didn't recognize the need to foster an intelligentsia, which could add a discerning perspective. No time could be given to develop a morality in the great scheme. The mad rush refused to slow down. Intellectualism simply had no place or value in the American psyche. America, this young, vibrant country, dismantled the old world order and replaced it with almost indecent haste.